The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Farmers and ranchers, my heart goes out to those who are the farmers and ranchers who invest their lives to meet the financial needs of their families while providing food for our country. We're able to shop at grocery stores whose shelves are filled with vegetables and meats of all kinds. Indeed, we have a lot to be thankful for. These job descriptions include the first full-time job that was described in the Bible, Genesis chapter 3. And to the man he, the Lord, said, "Since you listened to your wife and ate from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat, the ground is cursed because of you. All your life you will struggle to scratch a living from it. It will grow thorns and thistles for you, though you will eat of its grains. By the sweat of your brow will you have food to eat until you return to the ground from which you were made. For you were made from dust, and to dust you will return." And in Genesis 4, we see that Cain cultivated the ground, working as a farmer, and Abel became a shepherd. Please join me praying a blessing upon all those involved in husbandry. These folks are working in the cultivation or production of plants or animals, agriculture, farmers, and or ranchers. All those working in these careers depend upon the rain that God provides. In times of drought, God will send the rain in the fullness of His time. Here's an example of a drought that lasted 3 years, found in 1 Kings chapter 18. Later on, in the third year of the drought, the Lord said to Elijah, "Go and present yourself to King Ahab. Tell him that I will soon send rain." So Elijah went to appear before Ahab. Meanwhile, the famine had become very severe in Samaria. Then Elijah said to Ahab, "Go get something to eat and drink, for I hear a mighty rainstorm is coming." So Ahab went to eat and drink. But Elijah climbed to the top of Mount Carmel, and bowed low to the ground, and prayed with his face between his knees. Then he said to his servant, "Go and look out toward the sea." The servant went and looked, then returned to Elijah and said, "I didn't see anything." 7 times Elijah told him to go look. Finally, the 7th time, his servant told him, "I saw a little cloud about the size of a man's hand rising from the sea." Then Elijah shouted, "Hurry to Ahab and tell him, climb into your chariot and go back home. If you don't hurry, the rain will stop you." And soon the sky was black with clouds. A heavy wind brought a terrific rainstorm. Folks, there are many spiritual applications for farming and ranching. Here are just a few found in Scripture. John chapter 4. You know the saying, 4 months between planting and harvest. But I say, wake up and look around. The fields are already ripe for harvest. The harvesters are paid good wages, and the fruit they harvest is people brought to eternal life. What joy awaits both the planter and the harvester alike. You know the saying, one plants and another harvests. And it's true. I sent you to harvest where you didn't plant. Others had already done the work, and now you will get to gather their harvest. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I planted the seed in your hearts, and Apollos watered it. But it was God who made that seed grow. It's not important who does the planting or who does the watering. What's important is that God makes the seed grow. The one who plants and the one who waters work together with the same purpose, and both will be rewarded for their hard work. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Remember this. A farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. You must each decide in your heart how much to give, and don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully, and God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. As the Scriptures say, they share freely and give generously to the poor. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. For God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In that same way, He will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Folks, if you are involved in farming and/or as a rancher, please be encouraged. God is faithful. Have faith. Trust Him to provide all your needs. God, forgive us for taking these important folks for granted. And Lord, forgive us for taking you for granted. We thank you and praise you for blessing this nation with the hard-working men and women who bless us with the literal fruit of their labor. Amen.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.